Dear students, welcome all to the first module of Perimeter and Area chapter. In this module, we will first understand the meaning of terminologies such as perimeter and area. We will then be discussing about how to infer perimeter and area of square, rectangle, parallelogram and triangle. The expectation is that after the module is completed, you should be well versed with the above said concepts. Let us first understand what we mean by a perimeter. It is nothing but the total length of the boundary of a closed rectilinear figure. Consider a regular polygon. Perimeter of that will be the number of sides multiplied by the length of one side. For example, if the regular polygon is a pentagon, perimeter of the pentagon will be 5, which is nothing but the number of sides multiplied by the length of one side. We will now try to understand what we mean by area. It is nothing but the measurement of the region enclosed by a plane figure. Let us now take squares and rectangles into consideration. We all know that in case of a square, all four sides are equal and every interior angle is a right angle. In case of a rectangle, all the four interior angles are right angles. Going by the definition which we saw a little while earlier, perimeter of a square is nothing but 4. That is number of sides multiplied by the length of a square, and the perimeter of a rectangle is 2 multiplied by the sum of length and breadth. We will now apply the definition to find out the area of the square and rectangle. Area of a square will be side multiplied by side. In case of a rectangle, the area will be the product of its length and breadth. I would now want all of you to refer slide number 4 in the presentation to answer some of the queries. Number 1. How much space does a blackboard occupy? Number 2. What is the length of a wire required to fence a rectangular flower bed? Number 3. What distance would you cover by taking 2 rounds of a triangular park? Number 4. How much plastic sheet do you need to cover a rectangular swimming pool? Will you be required to find the area or the perimeter to answer the above 4 questions? You should all apply the concepts we discussed sometimes back to answer this. Students, we now have a fair understanding of what we mean by area and perimeter and how we calculate them in case of square and rectangle. Can you students tell me if an increase in perimeter always leads to an increase in area? Let us take a couple of cases to clear this. In case 1, consider rectangle having a length of 4 cm and a breadth of 3 cm. Can you now find out the area and perimeter of this rectangle? Yes, you got that right. The area of this rectangle is 12 cm square and perimeter is 14 cm. Let us now tweak this a little bit and get into case 2. Consider another rectangle having a length of 6 cm and a breadth of 2 cm. Can you now find out the area and perimeter of this rectangle? Yes, you again got that right. The area of this rectangle is 12 cm square and the perimeter is 14 cm. The area of rectangles considered is 12 cm square, but there is an increase in perimeter. The above two cases helps us to conclude that an increase of perimeter need not always lead to increase in area. We will now shift our focus to a parallelogram having laid the foundation with squares and rectangles. A parallelogram is a quadrilateral in which both the pairs of opposite sides are parallel. The logic of inferring the area of parallelogram is same as that of a rectangle. Can you all recollect how we can infer the area of a rectangle? Yes, it can be calculated as length multiplied by its breadth. The same applies even for a parallelogram. It will be multiplication of base and height in case of parallelogram. Any side of a parallelogram can be chosen as base of the parallelogram. The perpendicular dropped on that side from the opposite vertex is known as a height. You all can look at the figure number 1 in slide number 7 in the presentation. AB is the base and DE is the height. Therefore, area of parallelogram ABCD is nothing but AB multiplied by DE. In figure 2, AD is the base and BF is the height. Area of parallelogram ABCD is the product of AD and BF. There are couple of things to be noted in case of parallelogram. Number 1. Parallelograms may have different areas but equal perimeters. Number 2. Parallelograms may have different perimeters but equal areas. Having discussed it in detail, the concepts with respect to square, rectangle and parallelogram, we will now look at the inference of area of a triangle. Consider a triangle ABC. Triangle DEF is congruent to ABC. The two triangles are superimposed so that their corresponding sides match. Rotate one of the two triangles. The resultant is a parallelogram. The sum of the areas of two triangles is the area of the parallelogram. Area of each triangle is nothing but half of the area of the parallelogram. We discussed in the previous section that the area of parallelogram is base multiplied by its height, which is nothing but half into base into height. That is half BH. A thing to be noted is that all the congruent triangles are equal in area, but the triangles equal in area need not be congruent. You all can apply the learnings to solve some of the problems provided in the slide number 9 and 10. In slide number 9, there are 4 questions which we can quickly have a look so that you don't have any difficulty in solving those by yourselves. In all the 4 questions, you have one missing value and you are given the area of parallelogram and are required to find either the base or the height. In the first question, we have the base to be 20 cm and the area of parallelogram to be 246 cm square. What is the formula that we should be using to calculate the area of the parallelogram? Yes, it is base into height. Hence, by cross multiplication, you can easily obtain the height of the parallelogram to be 12.3 cm. In the second question, we have the height to be 15 cm and area of the parallelogram to be 154.5 cm square. Base into height is equal to 154.5 cm square. that is base into 15 equal to 154.5 centimeter square, which gives base to be equal to 10.3 centimeter. Since the other two questions are of same type, I would leave it to you to solve them. Slide number 10 covers three questions pertaining to area of triangle. I would want all of you to recollect the area of triangle formula. In the first question, we have the base to be 15 cm and area of triangle to be 87 cm square. What is the formula that we should be using to calculate the area of triangle? Yes, it is half into base into height. Therefore, half into base into height is equal to 87 cm square. That is, height is equal to 87 into 2 divided by 15, which gives 11.6 cm. Therefore, we get height to be 11.6 cm. In the second question, we have the height to be 31.4 mm and the area of the triangle to be 1256 mm square. Applying the same area of triangle formula which we saw a while back, we get half into base into height is equal to 1256 mm square, which gives base to be 80 mm. Since the last question in this slide is similar to the couple of questions we saw now, I would leave it to you to solve them. I hope the module was a great learning experience for you all, and we will soon be discussing more on the area and perimeter in another module. Happy learning. Thank you.